And the last thing you heard was a gospel number from a young lady named Lillian McCool, and she introduced it to you. And it's from her record Back to the Ozarks, which came out in 2020. And that was a song her dad wrote, Behold the Lamb. I am Mando Richard. I thank each and every one of you having listened to all or part of episode 166 of The Black Diamond Show. You can always reach me on Mando Richard, M-A-N-D-O Richard, at either Gmail or Yahoo. Drop me a comment on today's show, episode 166. Make a request, whatever you got on your mind. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll see you next week on the radio.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I keep hearing some folks holler for Martha White. Didn't know you'd ever heard that one up this way. That's a little theme song of a sponsor we have down in Nashville. I don't know if we can remember it or not. We haven't been singing it but about 10 years. We'll try it, though. Now you bake pie with Martha White.
Yes, ma'am.
Goodness gracious, good and light, Martha White.
Martha White.
Now you bake bread of biscuits, cakes, and pie. Call Martha White, say fries and flour.
The one all-purpose flour.
Martha White, say fries and flour. It's got high rise. Biscuits, cakes, and pie. Call Martha White, say fries and flour.
The one all-purpose flour.
Martha White, say fries and flour. It's got hot rice.
To say who you are and with what band.
Yeah, I know. Hello, this is Reza from Le Vent du Nord. You're listening to WRCP Pittsburgh.
The sun. Far away as I could get without going home. Fall becomes spring. I'm upside down. It doesn't make much sense, but damn it feels good. On the other side, I'm just trying to make it right. Kids and the dogs as they're passing by. And as I turn to make my amends, I end up bumping people on the other side. On the other side, I'm just trying to make it right. Slept for days, now I'm too tired to try. But damn, I feel alive. Tell me what you thought I was gonna do.
Hi, this is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizzas, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers Pizza is located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information or to place a takeout order, call 412-362-SPAC or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. Thank you.
to stay. Far from the cruel colored
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Hey there, folks. Glad you could join me for all the best, the smoothest of the smooth, the cool and gentle sounds of what we call, jazz.
Tired of the fluffy stuff? At WRCT Pittsburgh, jazz is a one-song word.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Welcome to the David Pakman Show. I am Farron Cousins from Ring of Fire, here with you once again. We've got a phenomenal show coming up today. Obviously, we've got to talk about Trump's lawsuit against the DOJ and the revelation that there were 700 pages of classified documents retrieved so far this year from Mar-a-Lago. We've got two of the individuals who were plotting to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer from Michigan. They have been convicted. We've got Don Jr. excusing his father's actions. We've got Alex Jones walking back his endorsement of Ron DeSantis. All kinds of things coming up on today's show. So let's jump right in. Obviously, one of the bigger things that happened early this week is the fact that Donald Trump not only filed a lawsuit against the DOJ, seeking a special master to go through the documents, make sure there's nothing privileged in there. But also in the filing, it appears that his lawyers actually admitted that he did the things that, of course, he is being accused of. Right here, twice in the document, meaning the, you know, lawsuit and the other documents that have come to light, Trump admits he took government documents, which is illegal under the Espionage Act and the Presidential Records Act. Huh. You know, I'm not a lawyer. I work with lawyers. I am the editor of a legal magazine. But I gotta tell you, usually when lawyers file motions, they don't admit to the crimes that their clients have been accused of. And yet right there, clear as day, there's two separate times where his lawyers admit, yes, we had the documents. The FBI at one point told us to secure them a little bit better. So Donald Trump said, put a second lock on the door. That's in the document. And then, of course, they admitted it again when they said if the FBI, you know, all they had to do was come ask, we would have, you know, given them the things that they were after. So you're admitting you did it. And we know from last week, of course, that reports came out saying Donald Trump is unable to attract decent lawyers. One, because they don't want to tie their name to it, because they know how unpredictable Trump is. And if he does something stupid, the lawyer gets blamed for it. They don't want to be a part of that. And also, they're afraid they're never going to get paid if they do legal work for him. So Donald Trump, of course, is left with what I like to call the bottom of the barrel. Not, you know what? That's not even fair to barrels, okay? These are not lawyers from the bottom of the barrel. He had to tip the barrel over and dig down a couple of feet to find legal minds horrible enough to admit in their own filings that, yeah, I mean, he did it, but is it always bad if he does it? Is it always a crime? But all that aside, the lawsuit itself, depending on who you ask, is either going to succeed or fail. And I know that's a very weird thing to say, but again, it depends on which legal expert you're talking to, you're reading, or you're seeing, you know, their massive threads on Twitter explaining this, because everybody seems to have a different thought on what is happening here. A lot of them say that this lawsuit, well, pretty much all of them say the lawsuit is just an effort to stall, right? That's a given. We understand that. He's stalling.